Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity to be with you again. I want to thank you for tuning in this way today. Like I said, it is a joy, it is a privilege of mine to share the Word of God with you today. I love the Word of God. It's so quick and so powerful. I tell you, this is what it takes for you to see yourself, to let you see what kind of condition that you are with the Lord. He'll show it to you if you want it. If you want to see it, I tell you, through the Word of God, as He speaks His Word, I tell you, He'll speak to you if you want Him to. And you can see yourself, and then you'll have hope, and you know what you need to do if you're saved, to get closer and cleaner, to be more like the Lord and have a better relationship with the Lord. Or if you're not saved, He'll let you see that you're lost, you're empty, and that you're void, and you're missing, you're lacking, you don't have what the Word of God says that you should have if you've really been saved, if you've really been born again. And so I'm thankful that we have the Word of God today, and I'm thankful that the Holy Spirit takes the Word and He rightly divides it. And I tell you, when He rightly divides it, He'll speak to you if you'll let Him. I tell you, it's so precious to me. I remember when the Lord spoke to me, Holy Spirit was drawing me those cords of love that the Bible speaks of. I tell you, it happened to me. I've experienced this. I tell you, He dealt with me. He loved me. He cared for me. I tell you, I was a sinner, rotten and vile and depraved, had no hope, and didn't deserve salvation to be saved or anything. But I'm thankful that He heard the prayers of the saints that was going up before me. And I'm thankful that He dealt with me and drew me with cords of love. And then when I cried out to Him, He heard me. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard my cry and delivered me from my sin troubles. I tell you, He saved me, and He changed me, and He changed my way. He converted me. He transformed me. In other words, He made me a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm no longer the man that I used to be. I'm no longer that person. I tell you, I don't think that way anymore. I don't talk that way anymore. I don't walk that way anymore. I tell you, when He saved me, He made me a new creature in Christ. And when I tell you, when I got my heart right, started walking in the light of the Word, trying to press toward that mark, I hadn't as apprehended as yet. I'm not a perfect man, but I'm striving to perfect that way. I'm striving. I'm pushing toward the mark for that prize, that mastery. You see, I'm seeking for to be get closer and clean, to be more like Him, to justify Him. In other words, to glorify the Lord is what I'm trying to say. And I'm pressing toward that mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. I want my feet planted on higher and holier ground. I want to eat His Word. I want to be able to handle it. In other words, I want to grow to be a mature Christian in Christ, that He may feed me with the meat of the Word of God, that I be able to help others, that I might be able to help and be a light and a help, that God may use me to help others and to speak to His people, to speak to the lost. I tell you, I got a long ways to go, but that is my desire. And I am trying to lay aside all the any weights and any sin that does so at least besets me. I tell you, I know God's called me to preach, and I know that's the will of God for my life. And I know that I should know the will of God for my life, and that's what it is. And there's other things that He wants me to do, and I want to know all about it. I tell you, I don't want to be in the dark, and the Bible said we ought to know the will of God for our life. And I tell you, He gives us a heart to understand that after He saves us, as we seek for His will, as we try to learn more about Him, as we grow as a babe. The Bible said we don't start out eating the meat. We start out drinking the milk. We drink the milk, and then as a babe, and as we get stronger, and as we get a little bit, we can eat the bread, we can eat the meat as we begin to grow. And so that's the way it is with a spiritual baby. That's the way it is with those who's just been saved. We got to grow. And there's some that's been saved for many, many years, and they still of the milk and on the bottle, and they're not on the meat because they've done run after the flesh. They're still giving place to the flesh, and there they are. They're not eating of the true of the meat of the Word of God. And neither do they know the riches of His grace, and really knowing the great riches and all this the blessings that is in living for God and giving Him their whole heart. And I tell you, the more you grow in Him, and the more of that you'll see in the Word of God, I tell you, it gets more alive to you. And I tell you today, that's what I want. There's a great need, as I see, as I look. There's a great need. There's a great multitude upon multitudes of people. I mean, many, many people that need Jesus Christ. They need help. They need to be saved. The Bible tells us there's a broad way that leads to destruction, and many go in there, but there's a straight and narrow way that leads unto life, and very few people find it. I tell you, that's what the time that we're living in, and I tell you, I want to help them. I tell you, I want my eye to affect my heart. I want to have the understanding that Christ did. When he was upon this earth, I tell you, we have good illustrations of the way we ought to live through our Lord and how he lived. And the Bible tells us how, as he went about doing and healing and the miracles that was performed and all around about the Sea of Galilee there and all through in the wilderness there, as he went out that way, they followed him. They heard that he was down there, and they went down there seeking for some healing for them and for their family members and so forth. And there they went to be healed, to receive something they were seeking him for. They heard of this man that had power to heal. And I tell you, they went. And when they went, the Bible said there was a multitude of people there. It was very great people there. And having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciple unto them and said unto them. Now see, these folks had been there for 3 days and hadn't eaten. They would perish. They would faint. By the way, as they would go and try to find food, they would faint. And Jesus knew this. And I tell you, he began to say, I have compassion on the multitude because they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint. By the way, for divers of them came from far. He said, the Lord had this understanding. He knew everybody. He knew where they all lived. He knew everything about them. Just like he knows everything about us. He knows everything we've done, every sin we've committed. He knows everything we've went through as a child all the way up to now. I mean, there's nothing hidden. He knows everything, and he's a just God. And he deals with us according to the knowledge that we have and what we've heard and the understanding that he has given us. But he said that if he sent them away, they would perish by the way. And his disciples answered him, from whence came a man to satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? And disciples answered him, from whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? How can this be? And he asked them, how many loaves have you? And they said, seven. We have seven. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground. And he took the seven loaves and gave thanks and brake and gave to his disciples to set before them. And they did set them before the people. Now he told them, commanded them to sit down on the ground. And he took these loaves, these seven loaves, no doubt it's probably enough to feed his disciples and him and whatever it might be. But there it was seven loaves. And he set the people down, and they had just a few fishes, and he blessed and commanded them to set them also before them. He had just a handful, seven loaves and a few fishes. He said here, a few small fishes, that's all it was for this great multitude. And the Bible said he prayed, he blessed it. And when he did eat, they were filled. And he took up of the broken meat that was left, seven baskets full. He fed them to the full. He satisfied them. And there was still some left over, even though it wasn't. And according to man, as man looked at it, disciples looked at it, there's no way there's enough to feed this multitude. Neither is any, how in the world can any come and bring this kind of food to feed this multitude? Look at this situation here. All these great people, all this multitude here in the wilderness. How in the world? I tell you, they're going to faint. But Jesus was able to feed them. Thank God he's done that for me. I was in the same condition. I was starving to death. I was spiritually hungry. And I tell you, I was about to die. I would have died. I tell you, I would have fell by the wayside because sin's bigger than me. Sin's greater than I. And I couldn't change it. I couldn't change my course. Nothing I could do. But I'm thankful that Jesus had compassion on me. Others had compassion. They saw me through Jesus' eyes and got me in the presence of God. And he heard their feeble cry and he saved me. He heard their prayers and he saved me, just like I was a sinner lost in sin. But he made me a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. I ate of that bread, the bread of life, where I never hungered again for salvation. I never thirsted again for salvation because I drank His blood and I ate of the bread. I tell you, spiritually speaking, He satisfied me. I know I've been saved. I know I've got the Spirit of living God. I tell you, I have that Holy Spirit. I've been born again of the incorruptible seed by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. He'll do the same for you, my friend, if you'll trust Him as your Lord and Savior. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. He may say, well, it's just, I'm a terrible case. There's no way. I've done did too many horrible things. I tell you, I've just went too far. His hand can't reach me. I've done too bad. But the Bible said His hand's not short that He can't save. His ear's not too heavy that He can't hear you. I tell you, His eyes not dim that He can't see you. He sees you. He's seen you. He knows what you are. He knows what you've done. He understands you, even though you can't put it in words. He understands everything about you. He's just waiting on you to come and talk it to all over with Him and confess your sins to Him and tell Him and ask Him to have mercy upon you, a sinner. He'll save you and He'll make you new. And I tell you, you'll eat of this life. You'll eat of this bread and you'll never thirst again. I tell you, you'll drink of that spiritual rock, which is Christ, like they did in the wilderness when the children of Israel came through the wilderness. I tell you, they came and had no water, but God blessed and had the rock there. And Jesus is the rock. And I tell you, he gave them water to drink, that spiritual rock that satisfies. And He gave them bread from heaven, which is what Moses talked about when they were there. But Jesus said, I'm not talking about that kind of bread. I'm talking about, He said, in other words, when the Lord rained down the flesh there, because they were murmuring and complaining, and He rained down the flesh. But the Lord sent down that manna there from heaven, and He fed them, and it was sufficient for them. But yet they began to murmur and complain and want of the flesh. And so, I tell you, that's the way of the flesh. But Jesus, I tell you, He gave us of that spiritual bread, and He gave us that spiritual drink. And they tell you, He'll satisfy you. But the Bible said here, and when they had eaten, there were about 4,000 that were fed here with these 7 loaves and a few fishes. He fed them, and He straightway, He entered to the ship with His disciples, and He came to the parts of this place here, the Bible said. And the Pharisees came forth and began to question with Him, seeking of Him a sign from heaven, tempting Him. Now the Bible said another occasion He fed 5,000. That was just 5 loaves and some fishes. And I tell you, He had some left over. And they begin to go, and the Lord began to try to warn them about the doctrines of the Pharisees. Beware of the leaven and of the Pharisees and so forth. And they thought that the Lord was talking about that they didn't take any bread with them. And they didn't have anything in the ship. The Bible said with them, no more than 1 loaf, He said. And the Bible said here, and he sighed deeply in the spirit. When the Pharisees came forth, began to question with Him, seeking Him a sign from heaven, tempting Him, He sighed deeply in His spirit and said, why doth this generation seek after a sign? Verily, verily, I say unto you, there shall no sign be given unto this generation. There'll be no sign given but the sign that was given of Jonas. As Jonas was in the whale's belly 3 days and 3 nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. But the Bible said He left them and entered into a ship again, and they passed on the other side. And now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, neither had they in the ship with them more than 1 loaf. And He charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. Here it is. The Bible talked about, He was warning them about that, but they thought because they took no bread. But their heart was hardened. He done fed the multitudes twice before them, and they didn't consider the miracle of the loaves, but they considered them of the coming of the winds and the coming of the storm, and Jesus walking on water and so forth, and Peter walking on water for a short time. But the Bible says, I've done these great things. We ought to see and know what God is doing in our lives. We ought to give more thanks to Him. But my friend today, if you're not saved, call on Him and ask Him to have mercy upon you, sinner, and He'll save you. I tell you, He'll give you eternal life. God bless you in Jesus' precious name, and amen.